This is a detailed audio description of Jan van Huysum's Flowers in a Terracotta Vase. The large, portrait-orientated oil painting is almost a metre wide and a metre and a half tall. It is a still life of a lavish arrangement of flowers in a generous vase. The flowers are painted in microscopic detail and the painting is tightly cropped at the edges of the floral composition, so the flowers fill the canvas. The vase rests on a plinth with fruit and flowers arranged around its base. Butterflies and insects fly or crawl amongst the display, and there are shining droplets of water on some petals and leaves. The painting is designed to dazzle, and it does. The vase is within a niche in the wall that could have housed a classical sculpture. It is painted from below, so the floral arrangement towers above us. The niche has straight sides and a curved top like a gentle hill, and is painted a yellow-brown colour forming the background of the painting. In the lower half of the painting, there is a rectangular plinth supporting the vase. It is a pale brown marble and has two tiers. The vase is made of beautifully vibrant orange terracotta. Plants spill over the front of the vase, but it is still possible to see relief of two chubby cherubs on the front. One, kneeling on the left with their bare back to us, has stolen some flowers. They glance around to their friend sitting on the right, who has a tiny bird perched on their finger. On the left of the plinth is a bunch of black grapes draped over two ripe peaches that are still attached to their stalk. On top of the grapes, a greater white butterfly stretches its wings. One peach hangs invitingly in front of the plinth. Beside it is the artist's signature, which appears to have been engraved in the marble of the plinth. To the right of this lie pieces of a cracked walnut and a chaffinch's nest. It is propped up to display the five small eggs inside, which are white with brown speckles. Curling away from the nest, a spray of blousy pink roses reaches the opposite end of the plinth. Caught behind them are a large bunch of white grapes, green translucent in colour, some turning yellow. Above them, a pair of red and white carnations with their serrated petals tilting down. Creeping from behind the vase on both sides are trumpet-shaped, bright blue morning glories, a reddish auricula and an orange nasturtium. Perched below the cherubs, a red admiral butterfly spreads its wings and a large blue bottle fly has alighted on the plinth. Here the painting is alive with quivering insects, soft blossoms and glossy fruit, evoking the senses of touch, smell and taste. The bouquet is ordered in a loose pyramid shape. The left side of the arrangement features a pair of double poppies, like puffballs with tightly packed petals. One, a lilac opium poppy, droops over the vase. The other, a vibrant red, stands prominently on a stalk at the top, crowning the composition. It has a small white butterfly on it. Both poppies have curling grey-green leaves with jagged lobes. Resting on the lip of the vase is a frilly pink peony with a tiny yellow meadow ant on it. Above that, a white rose hosts a second ant, jutting sideways are a pair of hyacinths, one white, one blue. A painted lady butterfly is resting on the white bloom in profile, showing off a black and orange wing. Above this, there are different varieties of narcissi, like yellow stars. The right of the bouquet shows off a pair of striking baguette tulips. They have silky white petals with crimson stripes and are side on to us, their petals splayed. At the top of the arrangement are some lush, pale yellow hollyhocks, and in the centre, a vivid dark blue iris. Jutting out to the side are pale, pink and white apple blossom and a French marigold. Lower down, a shadowy red peony and a yellow cabbage rose. This extravagant painting is a complete fantasy image, as all the flowers mentioned could not have been in bloom at the same time. The image looks naturally chaotic, but is actually a carefully curated design.